On this week's show, Coops discusses his twinkling fantasies. Ian befuddles us orally. Mark's go-to Pokemon for chasing the tail is getting a comm day. And Kecleon was dropped in Pokemon Go! Welcome back to the normal service of the Incensed Podcast. We're in 101, boys. Are we good? How are we?
Guys, I've got something to tell you, and this is going to make you lot crease.
Okay, we're prepared, sure. We're braced.
Yesterday, Coops, don't go on about me being old, but yesterday I managed to trap a nerve and like pull my back, so I've been on painkillers solidly for 2 days. I can hardly walk.
Is that because you're like a 24-hour like session? You're getting on it, were you? And that's how you pulled a muscle.
Well, should we find out what he was doing?
Yeah. I'd love to say yes, but no. It was when I was bending down to open the birdcage to feed my cockatiel.
Oh, man.
So you're bending over.
You're cocker what? What? You cocker who?
Parrot.
Have you disciplined Mac, Ian? Have you given him a once-over?
I told him not to eat so much food.
Yeah.
So just to confirm, am I allowed to crack an OAP Ian joke
I'm expecting
or not?
He's done his back in, bending over. Now it's
Seriously,
an opportunity.
How much lamer can it get?
I mean, I'll level with you. Obviously, because now you're like 65, I'm shocked it's taken you this long to not have a back problem.
It's normally my ankle.
Oh, God.
Ian, do you want to know something, mate? To make you feel a little bit better, I'm actually not okay as well. And the reason why I'm not okay, nothing to do with my
back.
You
bent over as well?
Yeah.
No. To be fair, it's a B word. I've been busy, which means, boys, I've been neglecting my baby Zekrom. You know how hard I've gone for Giratina and Reshiram? I think I've done about 4 Zekrom runs. So if you're listening, send casual coups.
Help him pick up the baton.
Yeah, please.
Are you okay, Marky? Or are you going to make it a trifecta of mediocrity?
No, not at all.
Of depression. The Great Depression, 2023.
I've got to say, Ian, I feel your pain. I've admitted defeat that I'm never going to feel 100% again. This cold, some days it makes me feel bad, some days I don't feel so, but I think that's just the way we live now. So I've already said this weekend I'm going to hit the red wine, irrespective of how I feel, because I've been off it, because hoping by not being on it would make me feel better. But Coops, you say you've neglected it and you've only done 4 raids. I've only done 1, mate, so I wouldn't feel too concerned.
Oh, my God.
And the boys, I'll let you guys into a secret. This is the podcast. We're looking at our Zekroms before we record, and actually I was at a hundo. How casual
flex
is that?
It up.
No, it's not a flex it up. Because my Candy XL is awful for Zekrom. I feel like I need to now power raid it.
That's what I was going to say.
Oh, 90 XL Candy.
You've actually got a reason.
You really do have a reason.
I do have a reason.
And technically, so do I. I've managed to get 2 shiny 98% Zekroms.
Why don't you just play the sodding flex it up jingle? Oh. Like,
wait, Milo, before we do that,
come on.
Like, how are you, bro? Are you going to make
got
it?
Got the shundo, I'm sure.
Have you got the shundo already?
No, Zekrom is being a complete bastard and giving me nothing but dreadful IVs, and I'm on a 100 raid shinyless streak.
Sorry, what?
What? 100 raids.
Say that again.
Zekrom's not playing nice with me, but otherwise, I'm fine. I haven't been for having to feed a bird.
So as the time we're recording this, it's only been out a few days, and you say 100 shinyless streak. So what's your overall total? If it's an 100 shinyless streak, it's
130. Had 2 shinies in the first 30.
Flex it up, flex.
So now we play the jingle.
Excellent timing, Ian.
Wonderful.
Excellent timing.
I think we should actually get into the show. If you're not aware, if you go into your item bag, there should be something that miraculously has exactly the same name as this podcast, and you should defo.
Pop your incenses, champions. Let's go.
Let us know via Elon's social media app or the photo sharing app that Zuckerberg bought, or through an electronic letter. That'll be a quality way to contact us using the notorious hashtag Shinies of the Week.
Could you clarify that spelling?
I was going to offer, shall we tag team if once?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, I thought you meant like a tag team just between you and your
boyfriend.
BF for life, Ian. Sorry, okay, we're all doing it. Okay, fine.
We are a quartet. I'm ready. So, S.
You'd think. H.
I.
N.
I.
E.
S.
This is so weird. O.
F.
T.
H.
E.
W.
E.
E.
K.
Lovely stuff. And it's at Incensed Podcast, if you didn't know the social media at handles. But if you listened to episode 100 last week, you know exactly what's coming next.
Before you jump into that, Milo, just look at the chat and Sue's comment. Welcome to Sesame Street. This week's podcast is brought to you by the letter
we've done exactly the same shenanigans for 100 weeks. We need to change it up.
We did say we were going to change it up, to be fair, didn't we, last week?
We need to
play a soundbite.
Could you clarify that spelling?
We're not going for round two on this. Okay.
Ian, brilliant. Ian.
And now, children, it's time for Getting to Know You with the Incensed Podcast.
As was not so subtly hinted by Ian last week, we're bringing back Room 101, because it's episode 101. We've only done this like twice before. If you're not familiar, Room 101 is a place that you can throw something into oblivion that you don't like or wish to be rid from God's green earth. So I did get these show notes out in good time, boys, so you should have had some time to prepare.
Bro, I had no time to raid Zekrom, let alone think about this bloody
question. What, you
haven't
had a chance to think about what you don't like?
You didn't read the show notes till 10 minutes ago.
Okay. Wait. I'm going to go first. This is my one that should be locked in room 101. Not having enough time to waste all my money on Zekrom. That's my one. Mark, put it in the poll. That's my one.
People sympathise with that one.
I have one thing.
Hurting my back?
I was going to say, feeding my bird.
Oh. Okay, what I've got is people who notoriously just send voice notes when you can actually just send a text message.
See, now that's aimed at me.
That's definitely a coup.
I don't like that, because you looked at, I could see you staring at me through the camera lens. That was aimed at me. That better not be Ian. I like our voice notes.
I know,
don't
they're
be
cute.
Like that.
They're cute. But it wasn't referring to you. You're not,
it's not like a Richard one.
Notes, unfortunately.
I feel like Ian's been annoying and stolen something that I was going for, but hey.
No. I made sure I didn't steal your thunder.
Okay, come on then, tell us.
People who use the send button on messages rather than hitting the enter button and send about 7 texts instead of 1, so you're spammed with notifications. My brother,
so another one aimed at me.
My brother does it, and it's literally like every 2 words, it's send, send.
Actually, Coops does do it. He'll go, send. Send.
Okay.
Send.
Okay.
It's so easy to hit the enter button.
We just clarified that this room 101 is all about me, okay? Just chill.
Your own one was about you not having enough time to raid Zekrom. Mm.
Come on then, Mark. You might as well add one in. Room 101, I hate this geezer on the end that's ginger and wears glasses. Go on, add it on.
Like Coop's dressing gown.
Yeah.
I mean, my one is apps that take too much space on mobile phones. It is one of my biggest bugbears. You buy a brand new phone and you lose half the memory because it's got an operating system on it, which initially it's a bit of a lie. It's a 128 gig phone. No, it's not. It's a 94 gig phone. Let's get into the real world, because 30 gig of it is going to be used by an operating system. And then you upload 2 or 3 apps. And next thing, 90 gig becomes 60 gig. And you're going, whoa, what the hell? And actually, photos and videos take very little space.
Welcome to the world of Android.
Infuriating. I'm sure it's not unique to Android.
Start diving into 4K footage, mate. That eats your device space.
It does. Oh, God. So mobile apps that take too much space.
Briefly, I've got a feeling in the room 101, we've spoken about public transport and cyclists, yep, and just sort of generally people.
We should remember that one.
Yeah. But I've been doing a lot of sort of travelling, but my pet hate at the moment that should be in room 101 is people that try to barge on the tube or try to barge on a train before the people have got off.
Yes.
What is that about?
Yeah.
When you get to London Bridge or Victoria or Charing Cross or a big station in London, why on earth do you try to squeeze up? Just wait at the side. And the problem is people don't wait at the side. They just wait in the middle of the door opening.
Yes, you've got no way to get out.
Literally, so I don't know how you put that, Marky, in the poll, but I want people that try to... I'm going to leave
tube
that
users.
To you.
Tube users.
People who use the tube.
Public transport.
It's a London problem, isn't it? It's a London problem.
Yeah, it is. And I think with that answer, I am winning tonight's poll. Just saying.
I don't know. I think Milo might have it.
Because there's not many people listen to London. Yeah.
Do you think Milo might win?
I think Milo might have something with the spam messages.
Well, yours is also spam message related.
Mine was spam.
No, people love voice notes, Milo. Ian loves voice notes.
He's actually sent him a voice note. Well,
yeah, I have. I spammed him with a voice note because I hate him.
Okay. Well, look, on that note, it might just
actually,
be
before
me.
We do, guys, you've got to listen to this.
Oh, God.
So I'm going to just basically pretend that I'm talking to you because I'm muted, but I just wanted to just say, Ian, that I hate you. So yeah, here I am spamming you with voice notes.
Well, I think on that note, we should move on. I can hear the soft cooing of Mark's poll, so we'll see if he gives it some attention a bit later. It's a soft cooing noise.
It's the only cooing noise.
It's the only cooing noise. Anyway, moving on to talk about the current Pokemon Go event, which actually ends on Monday the 16th of January, the Twinkling Fantasy event, and I know that Koops has been playing it super hardcore, so sir, why don't you kick us off with the chat about it?
I always feel like that whenever I actually bang out an event, no one ever asks me to host a section when I never get time to play.
There's
an event.
A reason.
Everyone's like, why don't you host this one? Because I really know what's going on. So currently in the game, we do have the Starry Night event. We have the Twinkling Fantasy event. Bants aside, great event. Like, seriously, I'd say one of the best events we've had for a long, long time, just in my opinion. The Mega Salamence is awesome. I've done one or two of those raids. Done a few Zekroms, and obviously, as we know, it's an incredible electric type. Just an amazing shine. Just an amazing mon in general. And spawns, you've obviously got Marill. but other than that, the spawns are amazing. You've got the XL.
Great league, yeah.
Yeah, you've got the XL for Ralts. You've got the XL for Dratini. The XL for Bagon. The XL for Dino. Can't forget Milo's favourite, Togetic, finally in the wild. And it's Woo! Actually quite common. Obviously, the new shiny dead, however you say it, dead. Yeah, I actually yeah. totally forgot this was shiny, because on like the first 2 days of the event, I wasn't clicking them, and then I saw like a tweet, and I was like, oh god, I better start clicking on those. For me, I played it briefly. No complaints, nothing to say apart from a bloody good job to Niantic. Mm. Oh, Noibat as well. Sorry, Noibat, of course. How could I forget Noibat?
Good old Noibat.
I suppose it's not important anymore, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, Noibat, surprisingly, is fairly common in the wild, actually. I've seen quite a few of them in the last couple of days. 2023, starting with pretty much...
Oh, Goomy as well. Sorry, I'm not going to keep interrupting.
God, he's randomly named Pokemon. He's now got the article up. That's what's happened.
Oh, sorry, my brother! Sorry. Oh.
No, I'm done.
Yeah, 2023, starting with a bang.
Bulbasaur as well.
I'll say it for the third time. 2023, starting with a bang. Go on, Koops, Pokemon.
No. Teddy Ursa, I don't know.
Jigglypuff.
Yeah, I mean, if Niantic are starting the year off this strong, I've got strong hopes for the year. This is actually a really good event. I've managed to play a little bit of it, and not disappointing. I'm really looking forward to the weekend when I can spend some time on it. But great shinies, great Pokemon in the wild. I mean, you can't really go wrong with a dragon event and the added fairy. Very, very happy. Current raid bosses are good. Still need the shiny Druidigon. Like I said at the beginning, Zekrom's been my friend this time around, so very happy. Bonus, I feel, is for me, my style of play, brilliant. So you're getting the extra bonuses for the nice, great, and excellent throws. Now, this will impede anyone that goes around playing with an auto catcher, but somebody that plays it like me, with everything is hand caught.
Legitimate.
I genuinely think it is absolutely amazing. Thank you, Koops, for the Druidigon.
He heard your call for help.
He did.
But I've got to concur. Such a stellar event to begin 2023. Although my favourite part is not my bae Togetic. My favourite part is the stacked XL candy bonus you can get. So if you've been raiding Zekrom and you have a level 3 Mega Evolve to boost the XL candy count, it stacks up with the XL candy boost for this event. So you can get 8 XL candy from one legendary raid, which has been insane.
Wait, say that again.
You can get more XL candy than normal from legendary raids during this event. Normally the cap, if you have a tier 3 Mega, like the third stage Mega to give you boosted XL, is 6 XL candy from a legendary raid, and the base is 3. With the event XL boost, you can get 7, 8. I haven't seen anyone get 9, which won't affect you because you've not been raiding. Cry. Get it's your raid game up. Well, there's so much to XL candy hunt. Noibat and Goomy, even though they're listed as the rare spawns, are actually just as common as Dedenne.
Really, they really are.
Catch 30 Pokemon. Mm-hmm. See, I have played a little bit.
He's found one to ask.
Did you do the collection challenge, Koops?
No, I've not completed that yet. I need to actually catch a Clefable.
Clefable.
That one is actually rarer than
that's actually
much
the rarer
else,
one.
Yeah.
But I'm loving the spawns. It's like, it's one of those, despite it being utterly crap weather in the UK, it's like, I want to go out and grind the event.
Yeah.
Get some XLs, just then you can trade, but like guaranteed trade XL for the season. It's a shame that it's only a week.
I think 2 weeks might have been too much, genuinely. I think
like the Luminous Legends X.
Yeah, I think they would have needed to have changed something up.
Shush in.
Ian, time is never too long when it involves dragons. You should know this.
I know. As you said last week, I'm the eternal optimist, and I think less is more sometimes, and I think a week is just about right.
Back injuries affecting judgment.
Yeah, right.
What about you, rural trainer dude?
So it's a good event. Hey, at the end of the day, what's not to like? Dragon types are my favourite Pokemon, or certainly one of my favourite ones. It's nice to have an event where you want to click on everything, maybe with the exception of Marill. You know, no hate
what
for Marill.
What's wrong with Marill?
I probably raid for it in a 1-star raid. I'm not sure. I forgot what list is on.
Have
those.
You been
but
doing
anyway,
that?
No, I bloody haven't. But Dedenne, amazing new shiny in the wild. Not many of them spawning, but maybe it's just the weather's been, as Milo says, it's been crap in the UK. A lot of the weather impacts the spawns, obviously, down to it.
Wouldn't that make them weather boosted though, because it's an electric type, wouldn't it? Or not?
You know that, Coops, you're playing the event, aren't you?
Mark's right. Even though it is rainy boost sometimes, genuinely Dedenne, even though it's not listed as the rare spawn for the event, it is.
It is, isn't it? A lot of great shiners, aren't there, out there? The ones that you don't mind getting additional ones. I've obviously Noibat seems to be spawning quite well as well. It seems to be, and the XL and the excellent throw boosts on Candy XL. Do you remember when the game first came out? You couldn't get a Candy XL for love or money. Now they're like throwing Candy XL at you. I was able to complete my Dratini Community Day Classic research line on this event. It's just phenomenal.
That is our thoughts on the Twinkling, it's a weird name, Twinkling Fantasy event. But we did ask on Twitter for what our listeners thought. And I have to read out a little comment from Newcombs, Mike Lucas.
Oh no, I saw this one.
So far, I haven't seen Coops, the real Twinkling Fantasy everyone knows and loves. So a 5 out of 10.
Oh, love you, Mike.
Love you, mate. Oh, I like Lucy Davis's tweet under this. So Lucy's gone, Dedenne spawns are scarce, and this is what I saw yesterday. And she's got a great photo of her 5 Jigglypuffs all just sat there in a line looking at her.
Surrounded.
It's like you are surrounded.
TJ Hollis said, I'm enjoying it a lot. It's great to be finally able to chip away at the Platinum Dragon Badge. Plus, get all that sweet XL candy.
Nice.
Of course, I've got to choose my Bundelenger. Kels Lengers says, I actually really like it. Defo hunting that shiny... Oh, I shouldn't have picked this one. Dedenne. Dedenne?
We'll give you a pass.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
But we love it when you guys get involved, and we'll be doing this a little bit more frequently as we go forward through the triple digit episode. So thank you very much for your input. Now, I wanted to give...
Wait a sec, Milo. I've actually got one here as well from David Hernandez, and he says, hopefully the 101 episode has 101 Dalmatians reference in it or in the title. The movie was also based in the UK, which I feel like it'll be a missed opportunity. I'm going to let you know now, mate. Probably won't have it in the title.
I'm going to say, we've missed the opportunity.
Yeah, and the fact that Croops doesn't look like Cruella at all.
No, I don't like you. That's who I don't like. I love Cruella de Vil.
You know what you do like, Coops? You love a good old game, don't you?
Thank you, Ian.
Our second game ever.
Our second game ever. We've not done this one for ages. And yeah, we're bringing back Name That Pokemon. We've done it this way once before. We kind of liked it. So we're going for backwards Pokemon. And I recruited a little bit of help for this one. So I've got a quick message for you before we jump into the game.
Hello, Incense Podcast team. Good luck.
Okay, so your first Pokemon is, are we all listening?
Emu.
Do you want to hear that again?
Yes.
No.
Emu.
No.
What on earth is that?
Well, they said...
Emu.
Emu. So what's emu?
Yeah, emu.
I mean, it's Australian, so...
Oh, Mew. Mew. Oh, God.
Backwards, remember?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spritz. No.
Spritz. No, give him the air. Give him.
Hold on, Coops. It's better than your one. You. He had two syllables in it.
He's on the attack. Zekrom.
Okay, so your second clue. So your first clue is this. Your second clue is. This is. A dragon type Pokemon.
Oh, is it Oozy?
Goomy.
Oh, go one at a time. I missed you both.
I said Oozy.
Oozy.
That's not right.
I think that's a truck, isn't it? Or is that Isuzu?
It's a gun, isn't it? An Uzi.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Upsy is what I meant.
Oh, it's a rapper, little Uzi.
I went Goomy. Dragon.
Yeah, it is Goomy. One to Milo.
I mean, I still think it's Mew, but fine.
Okay.
Reverse Scoops.
Using.
So, second Pokemon tonight is...
Oshawott. Oshawott. Oh, no, it's backwards. No, Ian. Oh, Ian!
Is it called Repeat That Pokemon?
Repeat That Pokemon, yes.
Oshawott. I've got Oshawott in my head.
Swaddle.
I have no idea, Ian. Noibat.
Okay, your second clue. This is a grass poison type Pokemon.
Swaddle. Still hear Swaddle, but it's not. Fungus.
Grass and poison. Oh, is it Ivysaur?
Oh, you're so close.
Shut up, Ian.
Bulbasaur. Bulbasaur.
Oh my God, are you for real?
The host of the game doesn't typically give away the answers.
Hang on, I'm just going to play this one. This is from the first one.
Goomy.
And this is your second answer. Well done, Mark.
Bulbasaur.
Thanks, Cricket.
Thank you, Cricket. Okay, so the score is 1-1 to Milo and Mark. Ooh. Coops to get on the scoreboard.
Can you leave me alone? Can you leave me alone tonight?
He's on you, isn't he?
I wish he was.
Same, he'll do his back in, okay.
Mate. So your third Pokemon is
Wishy-washy.
We're going to do first to three today, I think. We're going to prolong this game. Prolong Coops's agony.
Giratina. I really don't care.
Oh, Coops.
Dratini.
Okay, so your second clue. This Pokemon is an electric type Pokemon.
Dynamo.
Oh, did N.A.?
Oh.
Oh, for God's sake.
Can you play a game for me, please, Ian?
Mark, if you get this, I swear to God.
Pikachu.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, bro.
Pikachu.
Okay, well done, Mark, you win.
Congratulations.
Mark's got one more. We're playing to three, remember?
Oh, my God, Ian, are you serious?
I got 10 of these things recorded. We're going to get Emily's worth.
Oh, you've got to do it. Got to do it, definitely. Oh.
Your fourth Pokemon is... Are you ready?
No.
I'll play it one more time.
Oh, Mimikyu.
Yes. No, we got ourselves a game.
The yes. whole point about that, man, we're supposed to get it wrong to give
now,
Mark
see, I want
to
put
chance.
You through suffering.
Should we play to five? No, this is...
Best of ten.
This is for the win
Coops gets
if
one right.
Mark or Milo gets it. Coops yet to get on the board. Our fifth Pokemon tonight is...
Giratina.
Bling!
Do you want that again?
Play
no,
again.
Please. Altered form Giratina.
Swaddle, Ian.
Oh, Zylos.
I was going to say that as well. A Zelf?
Your next clue, I'm going to do something a little bit different. Your next clue, this is an evolved form of a Pokemon you get out of an egg.
Sick.
Togepi.
Togetic.
It's the evolved Pokemon that you can get out of an egg, Ian, yeah? Electabuzz.
This Pokemon, I'm going to play the soundbite one more time. It's an evolved form of an egg Pokemon, and it is a dual poison fire type.
Salazzle. Oh, typing.
Houndoom. Salazzle.
I was going to say, he definitely wasn't the Houndoom.
There we go. So Salazzle. So Milo wins.
Thank you, Cricket.
Thanks, Cricket, for helping us out with that game.
Thank you,
that was brilliant. Thank you. Good for roping a riddle on episode 101. Smashing stuff.
It's nothing to do with you, my darling. I just hate games.
My darling.
It's not true. We have it on evidence that you love a game, my darling.
You only like chasing the tail.
He loves it.
Or chasing, or ironically chasing the dragon, as you wanted to call it originally.
Yes, he did. Yes, yeah.
yeah.
I love it when Ian brings back that game. I wish we had a bit more often. And the reverse format is always a good laugh.
Yeah, and me, super fun.
Yeah. And you know what, Coops? Good news. We've still got another 5 soundbites.
Next week.
Yeah. Next week, part two.
Next week.
I think I'm ill actually. I'm in a week's time.
Stellar stuff, and now it's time to hand it over to our version of Ron Burgundy. It is Masterful 27 with...
It's the news.
Do you know what? I wish we were all in Seattle, because I can imagine the four of us being armed like you're doing, like Anchorman. I remember like the GoCast podcast over there. You can imagine
podcast
like the Whale
Wars.
Lord, like, yeah, Podcast Wars.
Coops would be Steve Carroll, wouldn't he, with a hand grenade or something.
We would numerically be at advantage straight away. The fact that we're nimble as well and athletic.
Well, Ian isn't now.
I'm not currently.
Sorry, Ian.
Give it a couple of days.
Is the news.
Rev is still with us. Rev, love you, my man. Good to hear your chirpy little voice. So, news of February Community Day. And I don't know about you boys. I like the fact that these Community Days are at the beginning of the month.
Mm-hmm.
The Pokemon that's been announced for February is Noibat.
Woo!
Or as Cricket would say, Tabion. Would you get that one, Coops?
It's just the 30-minute one.
Oh, it is. It's the long one.
Yeah, so February Community Day is right round the corner, and who better to feature the Noibat, the Soundwave Pokemon?
Nice.
It is Sunday, February the 5th.
Nice.
And it is 2 o'clock to 5 p.m. on a game. 2 to 5 p.m., but it is getting lighter longer. We might get 2.5 hours this time around, Ian. Maybe by the time this
approximately
one comes
around. 1 minute a day, so we'll have had about 3 or 4 weeks' worth of extra daylight.
So Noibat will appear more frequently. We know the drill with Community Day. Nice. So we've evolved Noibat during the event or up to 5 hours afterwards to get a Noivern that knows the charged attack Boom Burst.
Nice.
New move.
As with all of these, there is the ticketed event, and this one carrying the sort of pattern of decent titles again for these tickets. The Abundant Noise is the research name. So for $1 US or the equivalent price tier in your local currency, you'll be able to access the Noibat Community Day exclusive special research story. As we said, it's Abundant Noise. But yeah, you can gift them, you can receive them. And event bonus is 3x Stardust for catching Pokemon. That is a handy
nice.
Bonus. 2x Candy for catching Pokemon. On, and there's this increased chance, a 2x chance for trainers level 31 and above to receive Candy XL from catching Pokemon.
Nice.
And learn modules activated during the event will last for 3 hours.
Nice.
Activated during the event will last for 3 hours and more.
Nice.
Take a few snapshots, that's 5. During Community Day for a surprise.
Nice.
You'll get one additional special trade that can be made for a maximum of 2 for the day.
Nice.
And trades made during the event and up to 5 hours afterwards will require 50% less Stardust.
Nice.
It is nice. And I've got to jump in and do this. The 4-star raids that have been a thing forever.
Milo, bro. Have you not seen it? It said, while most bonuses are only active during the 3-hour event period, these bonuses will be active from 2 p.m. up until 10 p.m. on that same day, bro.
The trades,
Eight hours. Yeah, mad.
That's good stuff.
Sorry if it's been like that for like 8 months.
It has been for a while.
Okay.
The casual is back in his natural habitat. But something that is actually new, the 4-star raids that were introduced when StarlyCon Day was a thing back in 2022. The 4-star raids are for the first time going to actually have shiny Noibat in them.
They kind of have to, don't they? Because it's only 2-stage.
Well, they could have put Noivern. Couldn't they?
Yeah.
But it's the first time they can actually be shiny from the raid.
But they could, but then there would be no point, would there, really?
Well, I guess not.
Always
but
put the middle tier.
This is like the whole thing about Bidoof again, isn't it? Is we're going to tank up a real basic Pokemon, and you're going to need sort
four
of
star.
To take a Noibat down.
4-star tier Noibat. But these will be local raids only as per normal, and then you get extra spawns afterwards for 30 minutes around the gym. The radius is about 300 metres these days, which is handy.
Yeah, but like, I mean, you've done 3 hours and you're going to want to go to dinner and chill out with friends. You're not going to want to go to a rubbish.
These have been a thing for a while as well, Coops. People like
them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Ian, anything else on the list tonight? Do you want to read your notepad? Do you want to reel anything else on?
Yes, Coops, you've got to talk about the best bit of the con day right at the bottom of the article.
Oh, I've come off it. I thought, is it sticking?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, moving on from that, I will just say my quick opinion, super surprising. Was not expecting this at all. And I think all of the listeners and you guys can all agree. I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't this. But I'm incredibly, incredibly happy. I am going to ask Milo, because I wasn't one of those, I'm not going to say silly people because that's not fair.
Thanks, moron.
Idiot.
I wasn't. Yeah. I'm not going to say stupid, but I'm going to say idiot. So I wasn't one of those. No, I'm joking. No, I wasn't one of those trainers that did eggs when Shiny Noibat got released, which I don't even think was half a year ago.
It was 3 months ago.
It was literally October. Yeah.
So Milo, my question to you is, how many eggs did you hatch?
See you later, Ian. Host the show. Can I go?
Flex it up. Hang on.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone.
Noibat
was a troublesome one. Yes. Sit in the corner and cry. So Noibat was a bastard for me on the Halloween event, and it took probably north of 300 7-kilometer eggs to hatch the shiny.
300.
But, and I know you'll love this, okay, I did get the right one Ultra League for Runarigus from an egg, okay, so that made it worth it.
Okay, hashtag winning. Well, you're not winning if you've not used it in 3 months.
I haven't even evolved it.
No, exactly, right. Okay, so my next question to you is, and I'm not digging you out, bro, I'm not trying to be smug and
it's
say
segue
my...
segueing the shade onto you. You are. It's been on him all.
No, I'm just saying, I've said this from episode one, we know how the game works. We knew that the shiny was going to be common. Obviously, in this event at the moment, forget Com Day, in this event, it's very likely for you to get a shiny if you grind. We know how the game works. But I want to ask you a serious question. Obviously, 300 eggs is quite a lot of effort, quite a lot of time. You were lucky enough to get the shiny, which is great. Genuinely, now looking at this Twinkling Toes fantasy event and then looking at the Com Day in a little while.
Uh-huh.
No, be honest. Does that feel, because it's so soon, does that feel like a waste of time and money, bro? Honestly.
No, because at the time, it felt completely like justified. And this is the thing. If you're going to live in perpetual sort of expecting or being annoyed that something gets released, I'm pretty sure none of us saw Noibat Com Day coming. A lot of people were suspecting Wisma, because Wisma can also learn this boom burst move. And it is a normal type 3-stage, and it's been out since 2020. That would be more typical as a Com Day. Noibat is very out there and
it's
very surprising.
It's being a 2-stage and
100%, but I'm not mad, because it just means that, I grinded for it and I did get it at the time. It felt rewarding, but I can't control when it's released. You just got to live in the moment with the game. And if you want to chase something, as Ian said, for the thing, if you want to buy a ticket for something, buy the ticket. As you say, we know how the game works.
You can't really play this game, can you, with thinking, oh, well, there's no point investing money in this because it's going to be in an event, because you would always be playing in fear. So you've either got to commit to playing an event and then not regret it, or just not play
it how you feel like, but I would say never have regrets about what you've done in the game prior to this or to an event and a shiny being made more common. It's cool. I like the Com Day. It's going to be great.
The only reason why I ask, I think it's a really interesting topic, because I think sometimes when it's been 2 years or a year and a half or maybe even longer than 2 years, the blow of something like this happening definitely, in my opinion, doesn't feel as bad. I was just wondering, and I apologize, I don't know the time frame. I know, Ian, you said earlier 3 months. I just wanted to know, does it feel a little bit more, and I know you just said no, but in general, if I was sort of having an open discussion, does it feel a bit more like a little bit of a stab in the back, because it's been 3 months, whether it could have been 2 years, for example? Do you think maybe,
I don't know, I honestly don't really care. I'm very excited. It's going to be a sick Com Day, good choice, and I'd love to hear what Mark and Ian think about it.
When you haven't got this shine and you didn't grind events where it was first released, it's obviously an exciting Com Day, isn't it? Coops, you say something which makes me laugh every time you say it. We know the game, we know how it works, we know what's going to happen, we've all been here before, but this has been like put on 10 times speed for me. This is like, we know how the game works, but not this quick.
That's why I asked. That's why,
I love it. When I saw it pop up on my phone, it's the first time in a while I went, oh my, I was just like,
genuinely surprised.
It's February, it's about getting people out, it's about getting people exploring. And I think Niantic have played it very well with this, because actually it's that time of year a lot of people wouldn't probably play it. And if it gets you out and it gets communities together, and that's what Community Day is all about, then that's brilliant. Penpal Som, you've got to mention, it's a bit of a troll move to anyone who spent cash on incubators for it, isn't it? I don't have one, but I kind of enjoyed the hunt for it on my single incubator grind and checking wild spawns. I think it's a bit too soon, to be honest. But hey, and I like that, because it is a bit of like everything in there.
Yeah.
And
there will be people who share that sentiment.
I'm going to round this out in a way only I could do.
Very well, shark mode.
Absolutely the opposite. Niantic, they caught us off guard. They did something that was surprising. It's amazing. It's a great way to start the year. I'm hoping that they do catch us off guard with a lot more things this year, because I, for one, like to be surprised. No one was expecting Noibat, and anyone that says they did, they're lying.
I did.
You're lying.
On it.
And it's going to be one hell of a great community day. Is it too soon? Not really, because there's no hard and fast rule that a shiny has got to be available for X number of weeks, months, or years before it can be a community day. I, for one, like things to be shaken up. This is new, and I think it is going to be an absolutely awesome community day. Well done, Niantic.
You know, it's funny you say that, Ian, because as we've been recording, I've been sent a few Axew raids, and the game is so beautiful in so many different ways. And it is funny, because at some point we're going to get an Axew community day, but here people are still raiding it, still loving the game.
And if you are raiding it, this goes back to what Milo said. You can't resent that when it comes out as a community day. You need to live in the now with the game. You can't be saying, oh my god, I spent a fortune raiding that, because you're just always going to live in like frustration.
You've got to look forward. That's the thing. If you were in the Halloween event, you could have said Noibat might be a common day, or it might be a rarer spawn and shiny in the wild, etc. in the future. Go with that. But you can't look backwards and say, I can't believe I chased that shiny in the eggs and did all that, because you're just going to hate the game eventually.
And no one wants that, Milo.
Yes,
no one.
Nobody wants that.
This is the thing, though. I think this all started with when Gibble Com Day came, wasn't it?
June 21
was Gibble Com Day. And that felt like the starting point where there was this thing. It was in raids, for so you could go
raiding.
On raids.
It was eggs first. Then raids at GoFest 2020.
And it came back for a dragon event as well.
That was it, Ian. It was in eggs, wasn't it? It was eggs throughout some of these events.
But look at it now.
I think that was the first time. That's what I mean.
It's
but...
not even in the dragon event.
It's actually true.
It's so old, no one wants it anymore.
Less relevant than Dratini.
bro. We can all agree, boys. We love Noibat. And speaking of things that we love, I've got some good news.
What?
Start that 60-second timer, Milo. Or Ian. Actually, no, I hate you, Ian. So, Milo, start that. Now, Community Day Classic for January, which is going to be Larvitar. So, on Saturday, January 21st, 2023, again from 2 p.m. until 5 p.m, you are going to get Larvitar Community Day. Of course, Larvitar is going to be shiny in the wild. And if you evolve your Larvitar to a Pupitar, then to a Tyranitar, you are going to get the move Smackdown, which is a rock type move, and it is going to be a fast attack. You can also evolve up to 2 hours afterwards as well. So, technically, from 2 p.m. until 7 p.m. There's going to be a Community Day special research story for $1, or the equivalent in your local currency. We know how that works. Event bonuses are going to be 3x catch XP for catching Pokemon. Lure modules activated during the event will last for 3 hours. Incense, excluding daily, activated during the event will last for 3 hours as well. And lastly, take a few snapshots during Community Day Classic for a surprise, and that should be about 60 seconds.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for that. I'm sure we're all looking forward to that in, 6 days or so?
Good Community Days, by the way. It's looking good. Yeah. It's looking
really
good.
2023 is stonkingly good. But on the note of some good events, we've just had the Lunar New Year drop for 2023. Celebrate the Lunar New Year. There's an image of Darumaka that's not a new shiny or Pokemon, but the Lunar New Year in question is the Water Rabbit for this year, I believe it is. So Pokemon like Bunnelby and Buneary will be appearing more frequently in the wild. It then says, if you have increased chance of encountering shiny Darumaka, definitely a rabbit Pokemon, that one. The event in question is running from Thursday, January the 19th at 10 a.m. your local time, till Monday the 23rd at 8 p.m. your local time. So back onto the standard timing, and only a 4 or 5 day event.
Not a long event at all.
But the wild encounters are as follows: Ponyta,
Magma,
Magikarp,
Slugma,
Numel,
Combi,
Buneary,
Bunnelby. They can all be shiny.
And Fennekin can't. And if you're lucky, you might encounter the following: Flareon, that still can't be shiny in the wild, and Darumaka, that can be. The event bonus... You know an event is bad when they listed the event bonuses that increased chance to encounter shiny Darumaka is listed. That's really weird to list that as an event bonus.
Does anybody actually need it? Genuinely.
They may do, but why is it an event bonus as well as a tagline for the event? Anyway, increased chance for lucky Pokemon in trades. That is really good for anybody looking to get to level 49, I believe it is. Increased chance to become lucky friends.
Yes, to not be able to do the trade.
I was going to say, I can't wait to go lucky with friends with all the the APAT players. It's going to be great. Yeah. Two times dust for opening gifts. I probably won't experience that bonus. And one additional special trade for a maximum of two per day. Very nice indeed.
When I do see bonuses like that, we really need worldwide remote lucky trades. Just saying. I know we mentioned that like loads, but that has to come this year. Timed research, lucky wishes. Yeah, there's going to be some timed research that you're going to get. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like you're going to get any mega energy from this one. Sorry about that.
No. What mega Darumaka energy?
Mega evolve? No. But, so shinies you're going to be able to get through this research is going to be Magikarp, Darumaka, Galarian Darumaka, and Bunnelby, and ones that can't is Azumarill and Combusken.
Yeah, looking at the information, it's going to be a branched research as well, so you're going to be able to choose a path.
Yay.
Yeah, just add a little bit of spice.
Love it.
Eggs. We all love an egg, do we?
No.
Well, 7K eggs, they're going to have quite a limited egg pool. You're going to be able to get Riolute Darumaka, Galarian Darumaka, which can be shiny, and Scraggy and Chingling, which can't.
Chingling.
So, we got the one star raids, everybody.
These are good.
Two of these are available in the wild, I believe. One of them's got an increased rate of being shiny in the wild. Darumaka and Galarian Darumaka. Amazing. Amazing stuff. I always don't dislike Hisuian Voltorb being in there.
Because you'll be raiding out then.
Yeah, listen, to send him those.
And the final one is Shinx. It's also had a calm day. Everyone's got loads of shinies. Why didn't they just put a Pikachu in there instead? Anyway, they're the one
trigger
star.
You, that's why.
Yeah, so I'm going to sort of quickly go through this, but non-shiny you can get Flareon and Diggersby.
Actually, didn't you like Diggersby? That's PvP mon, isn't it?
Yeah, but again,
you don't raid for it.
Bunnelby is in the wild. I think it's only 50 candy to evolve, so you'll be fine on that front. And yet, ones that can be Shuckle, you've obviously got
ones that can be Shuckle.
I can't be Shuckle.
Ones that can be Shuckle.
You've got, yeah, the ones that can be Shuckle are Shuckle, Blaziken, and oh, Ian, you'll be happy at Dradigon, so I'll be sending you more
yes,
of those.
Yes, because I probably still won't have the shiny by then.
I'll try and put some justification. It's sort of winter in the UK. I think we'll run with that because Regice is back.
It's winter in the Northern Hemisphere.
For about a week. Yes, indeed. Not just. Indeed. The UK. Not just we're not our own, like.
We have our own
weather system.
It's just winter in the UK.
Our own region. But yes, it's Regice, shiny potential. Go for it if you wanna. And the mega raids, yeah, it's mega low punny.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, if you do field research tasks, you might be lucky in and find a Charmander, Paras, Cyndaquil, Torchic, Chimchar,
hey.
Tepig. Galarian Darumaka, Buneary, and Combi, which could be shiny. Now, Combi, you know, still need the shiny Combi. I don't know what to make of those, but you know what? Fennekin can't be, Litten can't be, and Bunnelby can be shiny. So,
if you don't want to raid for Diggersby.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be doing research tasks, field research tasks next week.
I don't think I'll be playing the event.
Well, okay, there might be something you want to do, Koops. Go for the last bit.
If it's stickers, I'm done. Is it stickers?
It is stickers.
It's more than that.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's more.
It's more than that.
What is it?
There's avatar items.
You can get a new backpack. No. The Red Lantern backpack. Can I take back my comment about the year starting off great?
No.
No, okay, I'll
No, because okay. I need to segue and it was sarcasm, so it works. Yeah, not fantastic, boys.
It feels very similar to last year. I remember a lot of these red sort of fiery mons last year, or there's been an event. I'm having deja vu. I don't know why. The only good thing about this event, for me, the only good thing, literally, is the XL candy grind for Darumaka. I could do with another 100, 200, 300, or however rare they are. Yeah, not to be negative, horrific.
Not to be negative, but
it's not good, is it? Yeah. The fiery gingers highlighted it looks a bit fiery and a bit red. It is an awful event, isn't it? And don't get me wrong, like last time I said, you know, someone might not have that shiny. It doesn't mean you need to make an event round. It doesn't make it right. A Darumaka.
It's not great.
An increased shiny chance is a feature of an event.
Bad. When they put that as an event bonus.
Isn't it a bonus?
Yeah, is that Volcarona, that fire type?
That would have been nice as a new mon. Yeah.
Like, you know, to add in, it's a it looks like it's a sort of fire-ish kind of red event.
The weird thing is with this, they've kind of got every year the Lunar New Year event has a lot of like red Pokemon fiery types and stuff like that. And last year it had shiny Litleo release, but Litleo isn't on this page at all. They've released all of the rabbit Pokemon apart from Gen 8 stuff. So they're kind of stuffed. At least it's only 4 days.
can I just give you an interesting fact, right? And this is before we move on. So this is coming from the biggest casual ever. I've already maxed a Diggersby to level 50, okay? And I took a year out from playing the game.
Flex it up.
But I've got 1,300 Bunnelby Candy XL.
It's my game. It's my game.
Okay, quick. Let's do this. Quick Bunnelby XL count.
So that's a year out and I've maxed one. So technically that's 1,500 Bunnelby XL candy I've got.
I've got to say, by the time you took a break from the game, Bunnelby must have disappeared from the spawns because I've only got 1,400 XL and I have also maxed one to 50.
Yes. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to lose this one. I've only got 333 XL for Bunnelby.
What's there to lose? It's coming back here and it's great news.
I'm like you, boys. I've maxed one and I've level 50'd it. It's a good looking, and best mated it, because just why would I do that? I don't know.
Best mate.
I've got 268 Candy XLEs. You beat me. Well done, mate.
That's events that are coming up in the near future. I think we should go through the hysterics and look backwards to what was January's community day, Chespin. We're going to have a little bit of chatter about that. How do we find the comm day? Coops, did you play?
No, I actually didn't, so I apologise. I'm going to take a step back from this. I was unfortunately busy. I did manage to click on about, I'd say maybe like 40, like just chess pins, just like throughout that period of time. Didn't get a shiny, but I didn't play, so I'm going to sort of leave this one over.
Thank
you
for contributing.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I'm just being honest. I could lie and be like, yeah, but I didn't.
No, honesty, best policy.
Pleased that we got the start of Pokemon back. I set myself a target of getting 20 shinies. I don't normally set myself targets. Mm-hmm. I like starters. I don't care how infrequent they are. It's nice to see starters come back in. It was horrific. The weather was awful.
Yeah.
I played 99% of it with a Broly, kind of dampened my enthusiasm for it quite quickly. Then I didn't get my target of 20, which was a shame.
Ah,
I wasn't
bugger.
Far off it, but I didn't get it. It was awful weather. It was just awful weather. It was a horrible day.
It weren't nice.
Yeah, the weather was pretty horrendous for most of it. Took it very chill. Started the community day late. You know, I'm getting into this habit of, you know, nice and chill. We don't need too many of these. You know what I'm saying? There's no point filling your decks up with like 50 of the goddamn things. So ended on 16. Got enough XL to max two out. No particularly decent ones, but you know what? It's nice that we've got the starters back. Obviously, what, every 3 or 4 months this year, I think we'll get through the whole of Kalos.
That's for sure. As similar, like playing, the weather at the moment in the UK is pretty foul. Yeah, on and off rain and heavy wind and everything like that. It's just not nice to play, really. So umbrella up and down, and also being taken to Timbuktu when the wind actually gets up. But the spawns were amazing. Like really, really good dense spawns. I had a lot of shiny luck, which is really good, even though I was taking it quite chill. We had a couple of people come over and play an Ealing, which is nice. Shout out to them. Anyway, something that was actually a solid surprise, and I feel trumped Chespin Com Day. Kecleon dropped after the Com Day. Completely surprised. Like, we only heard about it when the APAC players were finishing their Com Day. It's like, Kecleon's here. What's going on? If you don't know, Kecleon is now visible occasionally from Pokestops, and it will obstruct a Pokestop if it's there. You need to tap it so it either runs off the Pokestop or leaps at you, and you need to be within the inner radius of the Pokestop in order to see Kecleon and catch it from the overworld. What do we think about the implementation of it? And actually, we were talking about surprises with Noibat Conde. This was one hell of a surprise in game.
This is what we need. You can mine it pretty much everything in the game. People were just associating this in the code to be associated with the Hoenn Tour, and for the fact that they dropped it unannounced, amazing. It's nice not to know everything about the game, because a genuine surprise. Everyone was loving it. The message groups were going mad saying, oh, there's one here, there's one there. People were going around finding them because they weren't overly common, and they're still not, in fact less so now. The fact that there was a glitch which meant that you could see it from a distance, so you could just check every stop within your visual range, was good.
Is it a glitch though?
It
did they
glitch.
Say it was a glitch?
You shouldn't be able to see it.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to see it immediately.
They put it on their known issues page and they're looking into it. Unfortunately, you won't be able to spot Kecleon from a distance at some point in the future. Did you all get one? Well, I know, Coops, you said you weren't playing very much so.
When this sort of all kicked off, I sort of saw on social media and I was like, oh, mad. Like, and to be honest, like, just to give my little input on the actual drop of it, like, obviously we love surprises and I think it's awesome. Like, we just spoke about the Com Days and stuff, but like, I don't know how I feel about it. I feel like it was kind of like, I don't know, like, I feel weird about it because I'm not moaning, but it's obviously been quite a sort of hyped up thing that we knew was going to happen for quite a long time. Everyone on Twitter was always like, when you dropping it? We want to complete the decks, get the medal. But whether it felt right or whether it felt wrong, I don't know whether that's because it was so random, whether it's because, jokes aside, I wasn't playing, so I got a bit of FOMO and was like, oh my God, I didn't get to experience this firsthand. But later on that evening, it must have been maybe like 11 o'clock at night, I actually got one from a stop because I think they were out for the whole night. Like, yes, because that's when like I got now.
Yeah.
Which was really cool. And I think throughout the evening when I was on my way home, I think I got maybe two, on the way home from Central. I'm not sure how I feel the drop was connected with how long we've waited and how anticipated it's been. I'm not sure, but like I said, I could be being biased because I didn't play the day. So
fair enough. Marky boy, did you manage to find some out in the rural sticks?
Yeah, I did. I got one. I don't really know what Kecleon, what purpose it will bring to Pokemon Go, if any. And I'm pleased that Coops mentioned that because I did kind of go a bit... The Pokemon, it felt like they did not know how to put into the game that everyone was talking about for so long that was missing in everyone's Pokedexes. And everyone was a bit like, oh my God, when they brought Zorua in and it broke the game, like everyone's going, Kecleon's going to absolutely kill the game then. The hype of it being released was amazing. I was like, oh, cool, it's coming out. We're going to try a new mechanic. We're going to find it. I loved that. That was brilliant. But then once I caught it, I kind of felt a bit the same. I was a bit like going, the Pokemon that everyone thought was so complex to enter into the game. I get it, maybe, with the dynamic of on the Pokestop. I get that. Maybe it was really hard to put that into the game. It just felt like a little bit like, oh, right, okay. It's done now. It felt like, didn't it? You just watch it at the cinema and you go, oh, the film's ended now. It's going to be one of those ones. Shiny's out quickly, isn't it? Vegas, Shiny's going to come out. Everyone's going to lose their proverbial when they get the Shiny one. It just seems a bit rushed in the non-rushed way. Does that make sense?
It does, because fact here, it's over 5 years since Generation 3 was first put into the game back in October of 2017. So that's how long an expanse it's been to finally complete the Hoenn decks. But I think they've had to sort of rush this out because Hoenn Tour's coming. They originally, and it's an article written somewhere where they wanted to incorporate AR and you'd have to scan something and have to tap it and it's invisible. They've run out of time and they've had to think of something because it's not AR related whatsoever.
Sorry, I'm laughing because I'm just imagining us all standing there and we see it and then we catch it. We've waited over 5 years. It takes 5 seconds to catch it. We've all gone, Right, well, that's done, right?
It is sort of like that, though.
I'm glad that Mark agrees, because it was a very bizarre experience for me, half cut at 11 o'clock at night. It was very bizarre. Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to enjoy, like, it's nice that it's now available in the game and it's kind of just there. So if you want to, I mean, I've spotted one or two while doing Twinkling Fantasy event grinds, and you're like, oh, there's a Kecleon there. That's cool. But it is that sort of thing. It's like, oh, it's a Kecleon. Interesting. It's very, very quickly.
It's not that interesting a Pokemon.
No. It will be better once the Shiny's out, because then there's potential.
I love that, though.
Yeah. It is sort of like that.
It's going to get like Team Rocket grunts at Pokestops eventually. Yeah. People are going to be going, how inconvenient. You can imagine it, can't you? Going, oh, Joel, I'll leave it.
I think we'd all just say it's nice that it's now available in the game. It's still out. And yes, as Ian said, the glitch or known bug, you shouldn't be able to spot it from outside of the Pokestop radius. That will eventually get fixed. But for now, it's quite handy to scope the stops and go, oh, there's a Kecleon in the far distance. There we go.
Shiny Kecleon, are you guys buzzing for Vegas, though?
When it's shiny, will be awesome. And that will bring a new life, I think. Like anything shiny, it's the same when Zawara will be shiny in the future. It'll be a bit more of a hunt and people might be a bit more interested. Now it's kind of a bit flat. Mm. Speaking of Vegas Hoenn Tour, we have just dropped a new line of merch. It is now available on our merch store. You can find it in the description or on our link tree. This is one hell of a design. Each of us is a playing card. Yep. Coops is the incensed Joker. It's amazing. we're in a four fan of cards on a nice laurel with the smoke incense design, and it is beautiful. And you can get that on any of our merch items on the front, or personally, what I'm going to go for is the baseball jacket with a big print on the back.
Fire. It is amazing.
It is lit. Yep. Head over to our merch store on Spreadshirt. It is obviously linked in the description or on our link tree, as I said. Go and cop some.
Go into Vegas, get a t-shirt.
That's
and come
amazing.
Find us.
Yep. That is Have you amazing. Seen it? Coops's Have you seen face.
It's so good. It is so good.
Coop's a joker.
I think we should make an entire pack of playing cards.
We should.
And I have to give a little shout out to my other husband or boyfriend, Francesco, for doing the design.
The Italian tripod.
My love life is complicated.
Am I the queen, boys? You
are. You're the queen. Oh, if you spot Ian and I at Vegas, we can sign it for
yes.
you.
Yes, yeah, we'll bring the sharpies.
We'll sign our version of the card. Yes. But Ian, I think I can hear your letterbox has just opened.
Yes, we're bringing them all back tonight.
Your I bird sounds have... a bit odd.
Yeah, he's identifying as a dog today.
Okay, it is 2023.
Exactly, okay. We can't judge him. And we've got a letter here from Lee Puttock, aka Rogue Trooper. Guys, I just wanted to let you know how your podcast has helped me out recently. This is all since the live episode 100 recording. I watched most of that and enjoyed seeing the behind the scenes. Coops kept cracking me up, and Mark sounding like a chipmunk was very funny. Actually, Mark, you really did sound like a chipmunk if you listen back to the live stream. I had to leave before you finish, and I just figured I would catch up with the polished version on Sunday or Monday. Unfortunately, fate had other things in mind. My dad was rushed into hospital on Friday afternoon. I headed down to see if I could do anything, only to find the hospital had called Mum in to check she did not have the same as Dad, as she was also ill. I got to A&E the same time as my mum. My sister-in-law was there and was running messages as no one else was able to see my dad at that point. At 1 a.m, we got told to go home as Dad was in the emergency ward and Mum was held for 24 hours of observation. She got the all clear about 4 hours later and was back home later that morning. The next day I went down and saw Dad, hooked up to a bunch of drips and machines. He was clearly not well. Dad having to wear gloves, a gown, heavy-duty mask, it was not the easiest to talk with him. But I sat down with him and we did our best for a few hours. I had to go when my brother arrived as numbers were limited, but figured that's no problem, I'll just see him tomorrow and bring my wife down. Again, fate had other ideas. My wife and I arrived the next day and we were met by my sister-in-law, trying to ring the family to get them all there. We're told that's never a good sign. Mum was then told Dad had reached the most they could do and the stubborn sod had signed a DNR when he was admitted. He has seen family linger when seriously ill and has always told us he does not want to go that way. We sat down with him as care was withdrawn and waited for nature to catch up, which it inevitably did later that evening. Well, that's the sad backstory. Where do you four wonderful people fit in? I finally remembered I had episode 100 downloaded when I was packing to drive down to start the mountain of paperwork and organising. So I connected my phone to the car, hit play, and started my journey again. About halfway there, I got to the first time Coops just loses it. It got me smiling and laughing for the first time in days. That happy madness that is the Incense podcast set me up for a difficult day, and somehow just made it all that bit easier. I also knew I had the last of the podcast to listen to on my way home after a long day, and that was something that I was looking forward to throughout the difficult parts of the day. That was the long letter, just to get to the simple point. Thank you guys. You helped me in a bad day and made it suck a little bit less. Keep up the crazy goodness, as maybe someone else will just need your brand of just about organized chaos to lift a hard day, or maybe just loop track of Coops cracking it up. Lee, aka Rogue Trooper. P.S. Spotify star review has been submitted before Coops asks.
You saved Coops one there.
Long letter. A little bit of a sad letter. Sorry for your loss, Lee. I'm sure
it's deepest be condolences.
A tough
That's rough.
Few weeks, but Definitely. Yeah. But it just shows that we do help people, and thank you for the letter. And you know what? If we could just put a smile on your face for an hour, it all helps.
We've done our job.
Like my hair's like standing up on like the back of my neck, and I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say, because obviously, I don't like hearing stuff like that, because obviously it's lovely, but it's not lovely. So I always find it amazing that when we just sort of like just talk about a load of garbage, let's face it,
basically,
honestly, yep. Yes,
you know. Yeah, definitely.
It's just crazy that in the worst case scenario, we can have an impact to someone's day. And it's still, jokes aside, 101 episodes in, it still baffles my brain. Always, always forever grateful that everybody that listens to us. Yeah, just thank you for supporting us. And again, sorry for your loss, Lee.
Deepest condolences. Well, there is a little follow-up with that one, actually, which I'll give a little nod to, which says, I almost didn't visit Dad on Saturday as it was Com Day, but then I clearly heard my favourite Coops quote, "It's just a game. We all know how it works. It will be back round again." So, absolutely.
And it just goes to show, doesn't it? Time's precious. Spend it with the ones you love because you don't know if they're going to be there tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You did the absolute right thing, Lee, by going to see your dad.
Absolutely.
By the way, to lift the mood, thanks for giving us 5-star. I actually appreciate it. I really do.
Still on 4.0, though, what with Coops.
Yeah, and by the way, if you haven't, please, Spotify right now, 5-star, thanks.
I was going to say, this is going to be the most difficult segue, but Mark, I could see there's something twinkling, maybe a fantasy at the bottom of the screen.
Why did we have to put the letter then into Mark's poll, really? Why did we do it this way?
It's really not engineered very well, but is that... Never more inappropriate.
Oh dear. So on episode 101, we decided to recreate room 101. Love that, Milo. That was a lovely little concept there. Well, the question I asked was, here are this week's room 101 suggestions as we record episode 101 tonight. Which of these do you agree should be banished forever? A small amount of people on the poll tonight, but you're forgiven. We can't have a lot of people on it every week, can we, boys? I do need a break every once in a while. So in fourth place, with 19%, were people barging on trains.
Are you kidding me?
People.
Are you actually kidding me?
Not everybody lives in London or New York, Coops.
No, big city mentality, Ian, isn't it? It doesn't bother me and you. So in third place, with 23% of the vote, were unnecessary voice notes. So people who sent unnecessary voice notes instead of a simple text message. In second place, with 26% of the vote, was leading for a good part of tonight, but it got pulled back right at the end, was large mobile apps. So large apps and operating systems that take up too much space on your mobile.
Ooh.
The winner, with 32%, and excuse the terminology, it came from behind. Seems to do.
It's my speciality.
Right at the end, with spam text messages. And that's, I've got a little bit of context. Hitting send instead of enter, causing multiple spam message notifications.
You know what? I actually think that 32% that deserved to win it, because that is the most frustrating thing when people send like two words, send.
It drives me up the wall.
You see Coops' face, guys.
When people do that. Yeah, it's so annoying.
Can I tell you something? You're not on your own. A lot of people do that, and it is so bloody annoying. Yeah,
Ian.
Yeah,
I find you really annoying.
That's because I am.
Oh.
You need to ask yourself a question: do I care?
Thank you very much, Marky, for whipping your poll out once again for room 101. And
nice.
Francesco, I don't appreciate the spam in the YouTube chat putting one word as a message.
Yes.
It's triggering me.
Keep going.
But you know what would never trigger me?
Shines.
I'm going to cut you all off. So we've got one here from Snowfall_Shira Yuki. Hashtag Shinies of the Week at Insta's Podcast. Caught this cute little dude at work today. Not very good stats, but a welcome transfer to Pokemon Home. Also, Mark Barry from work says hi. And
hello, Barry.
Hi, Barry. And they got a shiny Chespin. After the comm day, which is funny. So, Marky, do you want to say hi to
to Barry?
Well, be careful where we go, boys, as he just worked with me. We probably don't want to take the mickey a bit too much.
Don't worry, Mark. I've got a Barry too.
Hi, Barry. We've all got a Barry.
Yeah.
Hi, Barry.
That's really made
hey,
me laugh.
Passing the pod on at work. New listener.
What matters. He's doing his bit.
Pull your finger out, Coops. Come on.
Which finger?
As long as he's rating Spotify, I'm happy.
Right, I'll go for the next one. I've got to give a shout out because I love this Pokemon. ML Folk 2022, one of the Patreon fam, just hatched during Com Day with love heart eyes at Intense Podcast hashtag Shinies of the Week, and it is shiny Togepi.
Of course it is. No. Of course it is.
I had to do that one.
Of course it is.
I had to do that.
No, you didn't.
Ooh, clean it up, dog.
If I didn't do it, none of you would.
That's right. Hang on, what's that?
I like how Coops has grown at the end. He's kind of in mild disgust.
He's like...
No way.
I'm going to jump onto Campfire again because we're getting Shiner's Week through Campfire. Evasion, 1982. Keith, what a way to end an awesome evening watching the live stream of episode 100. Thanks, boys, for all the laughs and you gave me and everyone who joined tonight. You guys are UK Pogo legends. Hashtag Shiner's the Week. And he got a shiny Pidgey.
Pog.
Should use Keith. I don't know why you're laughing. No. I've actually only got one shiny Pidgey ever.
I just think we're just so savage. We're like, send them in, then we just take the piss when they send them in.
Oh, Bart, yes, please.
I would take a Pidgey Conde. Seriously. Niantic, if you're listening in the development team this year, Pidgey Community Day, please.
With Frenzy Blast.
Yes, please. Yes.
Well, listen, I had a look on Instagram when we were joking there to see if anyone's used Shine and Sleek on Insta, but sadly, still no one since November. HRH Kaylee has tweeted in to say, hashtag Pokemon Go, hashtag Shinies of the Week, magic sparkly driveway. Well, Kaylee got on her one, don't tell Reversal, a shiny Phoebus.
That is very weird, random. Congrats.
Extremely random. Extremely
smashing
random.
Smashing stuff. Thanks everybody who sent in Shinies of the Week. Even if we didn't read them out on the show, we do appreciate it. But with a certain amount of deja vu, it's time to wrap up the show. It's not like I did the outro for episode 100, but thank you very much for listening. And remember, if you enjoyed, hit the follow/plus subscribe button, whatever it is on your podcast platform, to get us automatically downloaded to your device so you don't miss a fresh episode drop-in. And also, as Koops has said, please leave a 5-star review. We'd love it. And a Gigantamax thank you to our wonderful Patreon members, everyone on the bronze and silver tiers, but particularly to the gold tier members, who are Hermes Ninja, JB, Clifford Mert, Darby Russ, Kerry and Zachary, Connolly, Dom the Ragnarok, ML Fault 2022, Apex 187, Professor 58, and the latest member, K Technogal. Thank you very much for being a part of the Patreon squad, because genuinely, without your help and support, we wouldn't be able to make the show sound as good as it does and do the things that we do. So we do appreciate it. Now, before we round out, I need to clear something up and ask Koops a question. Did your boyfriend ever get back to you about becoming the counter boyfriends?
You, my friend, will have to wait and see.
Okay.
Feels like I'm the one most vulnerable here, aren't I? You two are all right. It feels like I might be ditched. We'll find out next week.
We shall find out next week. And on that potential bombshell, we hope you will be there next week with us. Take care and good night.